Esas peras son bien metidas.
These bitches are so
intense. Actually, this meme was so messy, but that's what Doug came up with.
A little messy. And hey, welcome to another episode of
Honestly Unbothered.
It's me, your girl, Queen T, and I'm here with no other than
LG in the house.
Oh, she wants to sing it for y'all today. Okay, and we always in the house. And as y'all know, today we have a special guest with us also, and it's Miss Daisy Dukes, honey.
Hey, it's Miss Daisy.
Daisy.
And what you call yourself now, though?
No.
Daisy Dukes. No, I said, what do you call yourself now? Like, what do you want to call
herself? Daylicia.
Delicia.
Okay, so we are honoring our brother today, Arthur Golden Child Williams. King Arthur Golden Child Williams, who was taken tragically from us, you know, before his time.
Yes.
And we're just going to honor him
over
today.
A little over 2 years ago.
Yeah, a little over 2 years ago. So we're just going to honor our brother today. His birthday was, it recently passed on the 24th of January. And so I just want to say a few things about my brother, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loved his family. We loved him.
He loved music. He loved to write.
He has notebooks upon notebooks of all of his things that he wrote, like music, I don't know what else he was writing in those notebooks, but he was constantly writing. He used to study the encyclopedias. He read them so much the pages are worn.
Yes.
Worn. I've never seen anybody read like Arthur reads. I mean, we read, but this nigga reads. Maria,
yeah, he used to read. This nigga read.
He read. Like, he read so much. Like, he loved the encyclopedia.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when he was in, like, what, second or third grade, he came to me with this mathematical problem. I'm like, what is this? Right. He's like, you can solve it. I know you can solve it, Jenny. You're smart.
Was it something he made up?
Yes, it was, it was a mathematical problem he made
up. Second grade?
It was second or third grade.
Wow. Yeah,
he was not that old. Like, 8 years old, maybe. Yeah. And he was like, I know you can do this, Gina.
I never knew that.
And he had everybody do it. And I was the only one that got the answer right. The answer was one.
He was a mathematician. He was just...
The answer was one.
Highly gifted when it came to...
And I just guessed. I was like, yeah, the answer was one.
What? He was highly gifted when it came to, like, anything pertaining to academics.
Anything. Like, this dude didn't even finish elementary school, and he went to boys' school... for some incident with the deaf guy, and it's a long story, but he went
somewhere he wasn't ever supposed to be.
Yeah,
but anyways,
he went to boys' school and he fucking graduated from boys' school, or with his GED from boys' school, just taking a test. He didn't have to study nothing or anything like that. And mind you, this nigga only finished fifth grade.
He never went to junior high.
No, because remember, when he the year first year he went to junior high, he got kicked out for selling weed.
Oh, didn't know that either.
So he never finished junior high. He basically only finished elementary school, and he went to boys' school for this bullshit ass.
And that's where he got his diploma.
And he got his diploma. He didn't take no tests, no nothing. He just took the... He didn't take no classes or nothing. He just took that test and passed.
Yeah, he was highly gifted.
Highly gifted.
I think he met the president when he was like 8 years old or something.
No, it was a little bit younger than that. No, it was a little bit older than that. Because that was when we moved back to Indianapolis. So he was about 11. About 11. 10, 11. 11, 11.
With a bunch of other gifted kids. So he was one of the gifted. But, you know, we always lose our
Well, it was President young, Bush at the time, but yes.
Yeah, but we always lose our young, talented brothers, you know, like him. He was a scientist, and he also loved robotics. He would take apart radios and TVs and put them back together.
He used to piss me off, man. I was like, I'm about to play that game, and you just took it apart. Like, he was just like, he was so...
He wanted to see how it worked.
Yeah, so interested in seeing how stuff worked. Like,
He was a lyricist.
He was inspiration. He was inspiration.
Now, he also was the most gifted rappers I ever heard.
Like, yeah.
One of them.
And I've heard some people gifted. Trying to stifle his, what do you call it?
His sayings and his
stealing
lyrics.
His name.
Oh,
his
yeah, lyrics. They're stealing his name now.
Yeah, and recently.
Then they're stealing his lyrics, and I've heard a few of his lyrics and very popular.
And it's ain't just, if this is not just, Great Minds Think Alike looking ass shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
This
it's
is like, this shit didn't come out till like years after he passed. Wait, well, no, not years after he passed away, but like, not so long after he passed away, people started saying, I'm a golden child. I mean, I swear to God, nobody was saying that shit before Arthur passed away.
Nobody.
We were promoting his music left and right because our brother was gone, and then all of a sudden, all these people are imitating him.
His,
you know what I'm saying? Imitating him. We're going to say imitating. Let's be nice. Let's say imitating.
Imitating or whatever. I call it thievery. But, you know, stuff happens. And you know, these artists, they get their lyrics from a lot of different people. And so, they can claim that they didn't know.
Yeah, they can claim.
They can claim they didn't know. But, like, not we like just Jeff, did, we did a show how Homeboy tried to steal
not like Jess is honestly unbothered, though.
But,
Jess is...
Jameel Hill.
Jameel Hill's
okay, but she's not bothered anymore. But anyways, because we LLC. But anyways, and we sent her a cease and desist, so hopefully, you know, she don't try to come back with she's unbothered anymore. But anyway,
obviously she didn't.
She didn't.
But yeah.
But
shit happens.
So our brother, he was so gifted as a lyricist that, you know, people feel like, you know, he's not here anymore, so I'll just take that lyric.
Yeah,
like,
and he was killing it, man. If he was still alive today, you motherfuckers, Lord. Niggas in y'all supposed rap game would have something to
fear.
Yeah,
to fear. Yeah, I don't know why people fear other people though. When it comes to rapping or why people are beefing or any of that stuff, but we're gonna talk about that in a minute. But some people don't need to be in the same category.
No, they're not.
People.
And I don't think Arthur was in any category.
In the rap community as women, none of them should be against each other because it's it's few women that are getting shine for rapping in the industry today that they don't need to be, especially black women, like going against each other. They need to be teaming up.
Because it's mostly black women rapping because old girl from Australia ain't rapping no
she's
more.
Still rapping.
No, well, she ain't doing shit in my eyes.
People still like her though. She got a fan base. She's still rapping. I know who you're talking about. Was it Iggy Azalea? Yes. Yeah, she's still rapping.
But most of her raps were written by T.I., so she don't count.
Not anymore. Though.
Anyway,
she's not
so
with
yeah.
that label anymore. But yeah, back to King Arthur Gone Child Williams. Yeah.
Yes.
He's been rapping since I could remember rap existed
Man,
in my life.
This little boy set up.
Tell
night
us.
After night.
Tell us. Remember, he couldn't even speak?
Yeah, he's like, tell us.
Colors came out when he was like 3 years old.
He was pretty young.
He learned that song verbatim. He couldn't even say colors.
He said, tell us.
And we don't own the rest.
You don't know me, poo. You did throw me. Cool.
I don't need to jump
this and throw, but this is
any time I got.
I just put my fist in. Yeah, he used to kill that shit back in the day. But when he heard that Ice Cube song, we would wake up in the middle of the night, he playing fucking Colors in the middle of the night.
Like, yes, a little
yes,
baby.
He just knew he was going to be a rapper. I'm
he
so
knew
sorry.
It from, his the life. Jump, from the jump. Like, I wanted him to be a scientist. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be like a scientist and he's going to do great things in this world. But I'm not saying that being a rapper, you're not doing
it. Yeah, no, but
you know,
life as a black man. It hit him hard. Way too hard.
It went to the limit. Like when Cat Williams was saying that they came after him and they arrested him 36 mm-hmm. times, and he never even seen the inside of a courtroom. So you know these arrests were bogus.
Yeah.
But he said it hit the limit when they took his kids. Now that's crazy. That's crazy. I mean that's going too far. You don't mess with people's kids for nothing. Talking about he endangering his kids and his stuff is in a lockbox. It's in a lockbox.
Like, what they gonna do?
It's not. The kids can't get in this lockbox. Y'all got in it because y'all the police. That's not child endangerment. But anyways, 5 days later, Kat got his kids back.
Yeah.
But this is crazy because...
This is crazy how black men do through this country.
And what they put them through. Like, you can make the wrong people upset and they can try to ruin your life. And a lot of people's life gets ruined like that.
And a lot of... what happened to Arthur is they felt like, oh, his family's poor. They don't care about him. They just let him do whatever he wants to and blah, blah, blah. You know, he's living with his sister in low-income apartments. And so they felt like they were doing a service to the country, but we lie. I'm exaggerating here and lying and shit. No, I'm just saying this is their point of view. They felt like they was doing something right, and they decided to put him in two boys' school, and he never came back the same way that he was before he left.
Solitary confinement to do that.
Yeah,
but let's
we talk. Know about the one guy from New York. The little what is it? Broadus. What's his name again?
One of the
that little boy.
Central Park Five.
No. We're talking about the little boy.
I know they did a lot to them.
That little boy, Broadus, who they accused him of stealing a backpack, and they never had no evidence against him and stuff like that. And he stayed in Rikers Island for like Lord knows how long. And
as a child.
Yeah, and he was like 16, 17 years old. I forgot what his name was, and I forgot this whole situation, but it's been so long. And he went crazy from being solitary confinement. And I feel like my brother did the same thing. He never came back.
I don't think
back.
He went crazy, though.
No, but he never came back from prison the same way. Even though he went on some bogus charges, he never came back the
same way. Yeah, it was all bogus, though. Mm-hmm. But let's play one of his songs. Is this one of them? I think this is one of them.
It's like Broadus,
that
dude.
No, that ain't the right one. That ain't the right one. Let's play one of
Broadus.
Golden Child song. Yeah, this is Futuristic by King Arthur Goldchild Williams. And our brother Jason of Nap did the beat. That's Gina on the hum. That's GGLG.
That's you too.
That's me talking. It's all kind of people talking in the background.
Yeah, you one of them. Mm-hmm. And our brother Jason.
Jason of Nap. Yes. I had to stop that because somebody else stole that when he said I'm at the base of the verb, though. Somebody stole that, but you know, this is what happens in the music industry. Saying shit you never heard. I'm at the base of a verb saying shit you never heard.
But yeah, the verb is action.
That's Jason analyzing the rap. He's bringing it down.
Right.
I would love to have that original recording.
Leader after milliliter. I'm the leader.
Compatible. It's incredible.
I'm causing the jigger what? I'm causing the jigger what?
Compatible.
We don't know whether we live or die.
Yeah. Yeah, that boy, he could flow now. But if y'all couldn't hardly probably understand it because so many people were talking in the background. But when he said this compatible, I'm causing the gigawatt.
That's like Back to the Future reference.
Yeah.
So he's like he's going back to the future. You know what I'm saying? He's fixing shit. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, you know, hopefully there's a realm in this, this, what do you call it?
Multiverse that we live in.
In this multiverse where we live in, that he has succeeded in what he wanted to do in the first place. And
no, yes. I think if he hadn't been cut down in life, he would have done what he was
supposed to do. Yeah, and it started with this one issue here. But yeah. We can't really talk about it, though.
But, yeah, we can't talk about it right now, but we will get to it later. And we're just going to go on to get the lace front off the top of your eyebrows. And pay attention. So, Nicki and Megan beef.
This shit.
They are beefing now, y'all. And it just seems fake to me. It seems like one of them publicity beefs or, you know, bad business if it's not. It's bad business to me. It's like I said,
bad business. That
it's bad business
more,
because
it's that creates more. That creates more
publicity for them. But to me,
more publicity, good publicity, bad publicity.
It's all good.
Yes, exactly.
It's all good. But to me, I think it's just it looks bad on us as a culture. Like why y'all black women?
What a culture!
This little handful of black women that are on top in the rap game.
Wouldn't it be American culture?
But what we got? What we got?
I don't know.
We got Nicki. We got Megan. We got Cardi. Who else is up there?
How am I supposed to know?
Who else is up there?
Really up I don't even list the rap.
Not in terms
of,
like, bars.
Well, tell us.
In terms of flow.
Tell us what you think about this beef. Because we know who you're siding with.
Oh, yes, she does.
But we know who you siding with.
Uh-huh, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. Go ahead,
Tina Snow, a.k.a. Tina Snow.
The only reason I'm siding with Megan in this one is because Megan only said one thing at a time.
In her diss rap, it
was one line. It was, these hoes can't be mad at Megan, these hoes mad at Megan's Law.
So Megan Law's a thing.
Megan's Law is the thing. Megan's Law is the law that created the sex offender registry. You see, it's a bar. And Nicki got heated. She's been ranting and raving for more than 24 hours now. All over TikTok, all over blogs, having these unhinged Instagram lives. She's about to release a diss track called Bigfoot on Megan. Now, this all started because allegedly Megan said that Megan wanted Nicki to drink with her.
Mm-hmm. Allegedly.
But Nicki didn't want to.
Because she was pregnant, right?
No, Nicki said she wasn't even pregnant. She wasn't even pregnant at the time. Because apparently this happened during the Hot Girl Summer music video.
Okay.
After she had the baby.
Yeah.
So, no, it was before she had the baby.
Okay.
So, she wasn't even pregnant around that time. So, Nicki just straight up lied about that on live stream.
What? No, I thought Nicki admitted she wasn't pregnant.
She lied. Like, I can show you the tweet. She lied. She knew she wasn't pregnant. But she got triggered because Megan's like, what, are you pregnant? You know, you can just go to the clinic, right? Like, making a little joke about it. But Nicki's very sensitive.
That's wrong.
I do agree that that's wrong. Nicki is real sensitive because she had to have an abortion in the past. And she's always wanted to be a mom. So that hit a nerve with her.
Okay, I got you.
And then after that, Megan released all these other collabs, other big female artists like Cardi and Beyonce. And allegedly, Nicki has beef with Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Really? Why? Don't even go into it. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna go into that. But
Go ahead.
Nicki's always kind of rubbed me as someone who wants to get close to Beyonce and Jay-Z, but they ain't really letting her in our circle. Mm. And when Megan won those Grammys with Beyonce for a song featuring Beyonce, you know they had to have hurt her feelings because they blocked Nicki from the Grammys. After she did that one performance, that one like real artistic performance with like her Roman persona. I think it was at the VMAs, or no, it was actually at the Grammys, and she didn't get, and she hasn't gotten any Grammys.
Oh wow,
which is crazy because
it's crazy. Got
she got bars. Also. I gotta give it to her.
They
her
also say they go by sales. They also say they go by sales, but as we know, she's selling out the Wazoo. She has a cult following. And, you know, nobody really can touch her. Like, Beyonce has her beehive. Nicki has her bobs.
Nicki has her bobs. Yeah.
Her bobs. We got to do that.
But the only reason I'm siding with Megan here is because Megan didn't really even diss Nicki. She just told the truth.
Okay, look. So that you already know what you can do. Like, that.
And
I feel some kind of way about that.
And this is round one. Because,
you know, I'm against abortion.
So, for me, this is round one, and I think Megan won in this round. Nicki, come out with your single, and if you put out some heat, you're going to win round two. That's all I meant. Like, I just get in the studio, get in the booth, quit tweeting.
Right. Quit tweeting. I got you. Fuck
tweets. Like I'm like that, too.
Well, no, it's not tweeting no more. It's the
X
platform.
Formerly known as Twitter.
Twitter.
Man,
X.
Fuck Elon Musk. The symbol.
I'm never calling it X.
The symbol formerly known as Twitter is called X.
Yes.
But yeah, she needs formerly to get off of X and just get in the studio. But also, I think...
She said she got five songs waiting.
She got five songs waiting. Let's
That's
hear
what Nicki Minaj said. That's what it said on X.
I didn't interpret it that way, but you know, people did interpret it as her saying she had five diss tracks waiting. I don't know.
I said five tracks. I don't know if they diss tracks or what.
I don't know if they diss tracks or songs her and Megan did together that they haven't released yet, but she said Megan is lying.
And don't let me tell them your real name.
Yeah.
Her name is Tina Snow.
That's her.
Megan says
that's
that
her other. That's her other persona.
And even that's not her real name.
No, that's what she came out with at first is being called Tina Snow, and then she started calling herself Megan Thee Stallion. And so.
Her real name is Megan Pete.
Freaking what?
Megan Pete.
Megan Pete, okay.
That's her
Pete.
Name.
Yeah, that is boring. I'm sorry. But go ahead.
Just like Drake's real name.
I like both names.
I know,
though.
Right?
Oh, Megan dissed the hell out of Drake in that song.
Why? What was she talking about on Drake, though?
Drake came at her first with his little lyric about, like, being a stout and, like, something about fucking getting shot in the foot as a like, not fucking with horses or some shit.
No, he didn't.
And she came after him, like, talk about he hates BBLs, niggas be talking about BBLs, but walking around with the same scars because Drake had liposuction and ab etching.
What?
Cosplay gangsters, fake ass.
Got him a cosplay gangster. We know he's a suburban kid, not a gangster.
Definitely
walking
not.
Around some other nigga hood like a bad bitch.
What's a bad bitch though?
That's such a good bar.
She said Drake was walking around other niggas' hoods like a bad bitch.
Cause he tried to drop that. Oh, I fuck
Megan the
baby. He's like, oh, I fuck Megan Thee Stallion. She's like, they weren't even that good. Why are you even talking about it?
Yeah, cause like, I done forgot about it already. My pussy don't even remember. It's stretched back the same way it was. Let me quit.
He's deleted from her coochie malls.
Our coochie walls don't even remember that dick.
One of the first bars in the song is like that hook nose full of that Tina Snow. Love that bar. But like,
wait a minute. What's the bar again?
That hook nose full of that Tina Snow.
What does that mean?
You know, Snow is a slang for like cocaine.
Yeah.
Tina Snow was her nickname.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you said
all
that.
Up in her coochie, basically.
Oh, you had all of it.
Like dick riding.
So that mean he was eating her out. He was.
This is also a double entendre because they can't keep her name out their mouth, chasing these outlets and these blogs for clout.
Woo.
In my opinion, Meg won round one because Nicki's all up on these social media platforms. She not in the studio. She not dropping anything.
But she told Megan to go to sleep.
Megan be all up on her live too. But ranting and raving.
But she don't really rant. Nicki Minaj told Megan to go to sleep though.
Like when she did that rant after the verdict, I think she should have not did it. Cause he still was up for appeal, so she should have just shut it up.
I think he's gonna get out.
She said too much in that live. Like she should have just not went there and just kept her mouth.
She can't say it now, cause
it's not over.
No, it's not over.
It's not over.
She didn't want him to go to jail. She didn't want him to go to jail.
But again, you know, 10 years for his first charge, a graze on the foot is a little excessive.
One, I knew he was gonna get that many because he's an immigrant. Two. Very public case.
Three. Yeah, he's Canadian, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Three, although he does, although it is his first conviction, he does have a history of domestic
violence. What's his name again?
Tory Lane.
Tory Lane, okay.
Mm-hmm. Although it's his first conviction, and he does have a history of domestic violence in America and Canada. So,
oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, so that's why he got 10 years. Mm-hmm. No, he's not going to serve 10 years regardless of the appeal or not.
Probably going to serve 5, maybe even 1.
No, 1. I'd say 1.
The thing is, I know y'all believe he didn't shoot her. I don't. Maybe Kelsey shot her or something like that. The thing is.
I don't know who shot her, honestly.
I don't care.
Somebody shot her.
I don't care who shot her.
She got shot in the foot. We know that for a fact.
She got shot in the foot. And that's not right.
And that's not right. That's just period.
It was like, dance, bitch, dance! Straight to that! I'm going to jail.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
Pop, lock, and drop it.
I'm sorry.
Pow, pow, pow. No.
No, that wasn't it.
Somebody was shooting at her feet. That's all. No. That's not attempted murder. That's not.
It's not.
It's not. It wasn't the first.
It's dangerously. It's like a real bad assault, but it's not attempted murder.
No, not at all.
Y'all take it too far with that deadly assault and all that. That's going too far. But
I do believe Nicki did try to pressure her to drink though, because she was Megan tried to pressure Nicki to drink though, because that was the thing she was doing around that time. She was
kind of like a big girl. What's her name again?
Because she's admitted that she's
had problems. She's Deuce at the motherfucking bottle. I'm a rapper, not a motherfucking bottle.
there's a time when she was hanging out with Chloe Bailey. And Chloe Bailey doesn't drink, and Megan was trying to get her to drink. She just had that problem for years, and hopefully it's better now that she's getting help. She's getting therapy.
Why
she's,
do you need people to drink?
Putting stuff in her mute. Like, she put stuff, because she lost both her parents, lost her grandma.
No, but that's fine.
Got shot in the foot, had the whole world make fun of her.
Okay, so you drink yourself. You don't pressure other people to drink.
You don't, but some people lash out. And that's just the way she was lashing out around that time.
Yeah, that's
hopefully she ain't doing it no more.
Well, I hope she don't have to go through anything that she's been through, and then I hope that what she's gone through don't dictate the rest of her life.
Yes, exactly. But she got some bars too.
On Megan's side though, because Nicki went on Twitter and said something real messed up, like conjure up your mama.
Oh.
Like, you want to play with somebody, conjure up your mama. It's just like, no.
And she said something to the fact where that's why your grandma dead or something like that.
She keeps accusing Megan.
And she's
my God. See, that's why I'm following celebrities.
She keeps accusing Megan lying on her mama and all that. And it's just, it's giving conspiracy theory. It's giving like those people who think that she sacrificed her parents.
To be famous.
No, there's no way, because her parents died too far up before she became famous for that shit to happen. I mean, if you want to say,
I don't know how Megan got into the good graces of the industry, because, you know, you got to be in good graces with somebody to make it or whatever, to unless, you know, you're just that great, and I think we are. But anyway, I think Megan was just great, and that's how she made it. You know, people like what she was putting out. There's a lot of great people that don't make it. I don't know who she was fucking or whatever. You know, a lot of these people.
It doesn't even matter though. If you gotta fuck somebody, get up there. That's what you did.
She fucked a lot of people.
Ain't nothing down. Don't diss nothing.
It's like, I'm not dissing her for fucking a lot of people. That's like Megan has messed with a lot of industry niggas, and she need to like not do that.
And she's not doing it no more.
No, I don't think she's doing it anymore. But she has, and she need to stop doing that, because she should be wanting to be taken serious at this point in her career. And people are not going to take you serious when you fucking...
That explains the faux beef.
For features.
When I say
when you fucking for features. When you fucking for features, people don't want to take you serious.
Well, yeah, because that... Yeah, because maybe if we was fucking somebody, our podcast.
I know that for sure. Yeah. I done made a lot of great
ones. I'm not fucking nobody for no deal.
I'm not. I ain't never did it. I've been offered.
If I want to fuck you, I want to fuck you. I'm not fucking you for no deal.
No, don't come at me with that weird shit. Like, I went to an industry party. I told y'all that when I first moved to Atlanta, I actually won those tickets from the radio. Get to the party. It's a lot of industry people there. And then the naked people came out. And I was like, oh, time to go. Close the piano. I told my husband, I said, I've been saying that shit for years because of the color purple. But when shit ain't right, I'd be like, close the piano. Boop, it's time to go.
It's time to skedaddle.
Hey, skedaddles. I don't do swingers club. I know a lot of people do, but
I like swingers clubs.
Hey, I ain't about that life.
I'm not. I don't give a fuck.
Especially if I don't know what's going on. You invite me to a party and then all of a sudden naked people
but
come
that's
out.
Different. That's
weird.
Different.
It's weird to me. I'm like, y'all should have said, you know, this is a swinger party, not an industry party. It's a swinger party, honey.
Well, maybe industry parties are swinger parties.
I mean, a lot of them I hear tell are industry parties.
He lost his tooth!
Oh, you lost your tooth.
Where's it at?
Did you swallow it? Don't tell me you swallowed it. Come on.
Where's the tooth?
Where's the tooth? Did you eat it?
Where is it?
Is this his first tooth?
That's his first tooth he's lost.
Oh, that was so cute. That's so cute.
Where'd it go? Where'd your tooth go?
Go get your tooth.
Is it in your mouth? Spit it out.
Oh, I think he swallowed it.
He said it's gone.
Oh, he said the tooth is gone.
I don't know.
But speaking of other things that are cute. So on our last episode, we talked about Jennifer Hudson and Common's new relationship.
Oh.
And yeah.
What?
Yes, girl. Jennifer Hudson and Common are together.
I don't know.
And we were talking about how, you know, he seems like an opportunist and a lot of different things of he's been dating a lot of prominent Hollywood women. Mm-hmm. You know, like all of the women he's dating.
Common is a very well respected rapper, but I feel like that's gonna be nothing.
And he's an activist. He's also an activist. And you know, he has a high standard of the type of women that he's dating.
Kind of like Jonathan Majors, Coretta Scott King. Oh, go ahead.
No, Jonathan Majors was not dating a Coretta Scott King.
No, but
type.
That's what he
but
wanted.
But I can say that the women that Common dates are on that type of level.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're very accomplished.
Jennifer Hudson would be a great example.
A great example. And Serena Williams, she's very prominent.
Wait, you dated Serena Williams?
Yeah, he dated Serena Williams. Okay. He dated his baby's mama. She's very accomplished. His mom's a doctor.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, his daughter's a lawyer. He just likes accomplished women.
Yeah.
And I think that when he finds out, oh, I'm just attracted to what they do and not who they are, he leaves. He ghosts them. He ghosts bitches.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he ghosts bitches. He ghosts Tiffany Haddish. And she was very at the top of her game at the time when they started dating, like very successful. And then those rumors were set to come out. It seems like right before he distanced himself from her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. The pedophile rumors.
Yeah, about what happened with the kids or whatever.
Wait, what?
With Tiffany. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With Tiffany Haddish. She didn't touch those kids, but she encouraged it, basically, for a comedy sketch, and that scarred those kids for a very long time.
No, it didn't.
Well, the case was dropped.
No, that's what exactly. Them kids.
Case was dropped. I don't think they were scarred.
No, but like,
I think they agreed
how
on
are
doing
you gonna...
it. Because they were actors at the time.
That's what I'm saying.
You can become uncomfortable later when you realize what happened.
Okay, but
you can't say that, Daisy.
I understand people becoming uncomfortable with things that they did in their past. But you can't come back then and say that it was somebody that coerced you into doing it. That's my
problem.
Thank
you.
You can be uncomfortable with stuff that you did in your past. You can regret it. And you cannot feel good about it, and you don't want that shit
but
coming
don't
out
put
later.
This,
but
don't try to
put
other people down.
Else.
Yeah, don't put
it on
nobody else.
Because you did something in your past
that you
didn't agree with.
I'm sorry.
You can't put it on somebody else. It's just not right. It's
I'm
not
sorry.
Right.
I'm sorry. It's not right. I don't think
it's not right. But back to Common and Jennifer.
Yes.
So, Common recently came on Jennifer Hudson's show this week. And she damn near did the entire show with her man, basically.
I mean, I would too if I was.
I'm just saying, I watched her interview with Common, and I do have to say that, you know, my update is she is totally in love with this dude.
Or is she just not doing it for her show?
No, she. What you think it's publicity still?
Why would I watch the show?
I'm just saying, I watched the show and it seemed like this. To me, she's for real in love with this man. And he was like, I'm dating a woman and, you know, I have high standards. Because he do. We see that you got high standards, Connor. And he was like, she got to be an Oscar winner on her first movie. She got to win.
Oh, well, Jennifer got
that. Like, basically, he was running down all Jennifer's accomplishments. He was gassing her up, running down all her accomplishments. And I'm just saying, it just really seemed genuine to me. It seemed like, also, that they have a lot more in common. a lot more in common. Like, it just so happens that's his name. That he didn't have with those other women. Like, they both from Chicago. South side Chicago. They both from the south side of Chicago.
As long as Hollywood don't get in the middle, it should stick.
And I don't think Hollywood's gonna stay out of this when they're gonna probably be trying to follow them everywhere they go.
My thing is that
they both love basketball too.
A lot of those couples get together just because of their fame. So whoever knows how long it's gonna last. So who's to say that Jennifer actually has some genuine feelings for him, or she just feel like they good Hollywood partners?
Well, she kept him on the entire show. She did one segment about these girls that are in this this musical organization, and then she had Common come out again for that segment. Okay. Like, she did a whole show with her man, honey. And I just think that she rocking with him hard, and she had a ring on her ring finger. Yeah.
Okay.
But it wasn't an engagement ring. It was just like a ring on her ring finger. Uh-huh. But he was mentioning that he want her to be really committed.
Birthday by us.
They was trying to birthday. Talk about, it was like a whole lot of like innuendo like thrown out there. Like, she was like, they talking, they talking marriage. They talking marriage. They talking about, they both from Chicago. They both love basketball. And they both only got one child. So, to me, it seems like he got a lot more in common.
Wait. Jennifer Hudson got a child?
Yeah.
What
she had a baby
a while ago.
She got a boy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I vaguely remember the boy.
That's Crystal Gina. I don't know. You really don't watch her show.
I told you I don't watch shit. I read books.
You said that Jennifer was stigmatized. I read books. That's what you said. You said she might be just stigmatized.
Yeah, you think she did know.
All I know is
I'd have been stigmatized.
Whatever he's
sorry,
doing
no.
this season, her dressing is a lot better. Last season.
They changed that stylist.
Oh, my God. And they should
that have been a change. That stylist.
Whoever was dressing her the first season.
And you know, I never watched her show.
Jennifer Hudson.
But Tiana showed me different episodes of her show. And I watched them with Tiana, the episodes of her show. And I was like, what the fuck? Who's dressing her? I can't dress that good.
It was hard.
But I could have dressed better than that. Like, who? The stylist needs to get fired. So hopefully that stylist got fired.
But her outfits this season are popping. I think it's a cross between what they were trying to do in the first season of Jennifer Hudson.
Trying to make her look like the mother of the church chicks.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a cross between that dress, that styling, or whatever you want to call it. How they styled her in the first season.
Yeah.
And then how she was styled on The Voice. I think that they kind of combined those styles and made like something that's not too sexy, but also sexy, but still conservative.
That shit I saw was just
she was overly conservative in the first season. And then this season, she's kind of sexy, but still conservative sexy.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with conservative sexy.
Yeah, yeah.
I follow people on YouTube that are conservative, like the literal mothers of the church. Who are younger females.
Yeah, she young, girl.
Yes. Like her, yeah. We're not old. No, hell no. She's not that much younger than us. So, like, there's no reason for her to dress like the mother of the church. She was dressed like the usher mom of the church. Yeah,
Jennifer in her early 40s. And the way they had her dressed in was like she was in her late 60s.
Yes, that's what my whole point.
Yeah, the first season of Jennifer Hudson, she was dressing awful. It was bad. Guys,
yeah, and then everything was matchy-matchy. I didn't like that either.
But like you said, maybe she got that dick and she's like, girl, I'm still sexy. I need to look sexy.
This is one of the times that we need the cameras.
So yeah, Common
digging her down.
Good God.
He is digging her down.
You already know. We've been around you for fucking 26 years.
But
you know.
If they do get married, it will be her second marriage and his first.
Okay, so he just has kids. He
has one child, and she's a lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah, he likes very successful black women. Basically.
Well, if his mama's successful, why would he not want to emulate his mama?
Yeah, exactly. It's like he's successful. He's successful.
You know, he's very successful.
And his woman and his mama, but at least, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. So, the next
No, we're going on to Strange World.
Strange World.
So, Oprah had a meltdown when she did an interview with Raven Simone.
Oh, yeah. Let's
go to what Raven said. And this is, you can find it on Benny Johnson's YouTube.
No, TikTok.
This is Benny Johnson's YouTube.
Okay, YouTube.
Yeah, Benny Johnson is the Benny Show.
And it was a short, so I just assumed it was TikTok.
But this is the person who posted it is it's Benny Johnson. That's B-E-N-N-Y Johnson. And if you don't know how to spell Johnson, look that shit up. But anyway.
And you need your ass kicked if you don't.
Yeah.
That's one of the most common names in the United States.
Okay. But Raven did a show on Oprah's you know, she has her new Oprah show is on her own network.
Yeah.
And so Raven did an interview, and let's go to the interview.
I'm an American. I'm not an African American. I'm an American.
Oh, girl, don't get your Twitter on fire.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Lord. What did you just say? Stop the tape right now.
Look, Oprah had a meltdown. She said, stop the tape right now, y'all.
I don't know how far back they go. I can't go on, you know. I don't know how far back, and I don't know what country in Africa I'm from. But I do know that my roots are in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an American, and that's a colorless person.
You see,
both
her parents black.
Lots of things running through my
head. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you're going to get a lot of flack for saying you're not African American. You know that, right?
You ain't going to get no flack from me, honey.
I don't label myself.
Okay. So I want you to say what you really mean by that.
What I really mean by that is I'm an American. That's what I really mean.
Right?
Whoa!
That's what Benny said, whoa, he's white. He considers himself a Caucasian.
But Caucasian is not just white. Actually, in a lot of Caucasian people are not what I would
consider
white.
But do you think Benny is going around calling himself Caucasian American?
No, he's not calling himself European American either. He's American. And I'm American, and you're American, and Daisy's American. We're all American.
But like you said, at the end of the day, I'm black.
I'm still black. I would be black all day long. But when I leave this... when I leave the country and people refer to me as American, if they decide to refer to me as American, yes, I'm American because I am from America. The U.S. United States of America. So yes, I'm American. But I'm a black woman before anything.
But we're not as made up. Right?
No, I don't give a fuck about made up. I'm black.
Yeah, I know, but it's made up, though.
Well, how is it made up? Because I'm black.
If you go over to London,
I'm black,
what they
y'all
gonna call you in London?
Probably American.
American. Mm-hmm. If you go to any other country, even Africa, what they gonna call you?
American.
They're not gonna say you black. They're definitely not gonna look at you and say,
"Oh, well, fuck you."
That you black. I'm just
fuck
saying,
yeah.
They definitely not gonna look at Daisy. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, in some African
countries, we light skin. No, even our own people in America.
In some countries, we would be considered
our own
colored
black people in America. Gonna look at us and talk about we don't know the struggles of black people in America.
Oh God! Don't start with me. I'm not gonna even start with that shit. Let's not do it because we're gonna get looked down upon because we light skinned people talking about black struggles. No,
no, that's crazy. Because
we're not gonna do it.
I don't even want to get.
I talked about that shit. I got called a coon so many motherfucking times.
I don't care. That's racist.
It's colorist, right?
Right, to
because we're all black.
To assume that because you light-skinned, you don't know the struggles of being black in America. Bitch, that's all I've ever been is black in America.
Thank you.
So how do I not
know? What else am I going to say? You see this motherfucking 4C hair?
Like Whoopi said.
Better life.
In color purple. Her famous line, hey, I may even be ugly. I might be black. But thank God, I'm here. And if you think a light-skinned woman has not suffered in this country, especially a light-skinned poor woman,
has not struggled as you much as you know, but you know, they looking at that
lighter than a paper brown girl. Your
motherfucking mind.
They looking at that lighter than a paper brown girl.
I don't care what they looking
not,
at.
Well, I am lighter than a paper brown now, but back
but
in the day.
My experience as a black woman in this country, you can't tell me I have not had experienced the same racism that you have experienced. Just because you a shade or two darker than me.
Me and you
have experienced...
No, but me and you have experienced different racism.
We've experienced
no, because Tiana's as light as me. Well, I know I'm. Don't count the vitiligo, but Tiana is as light as me.
Queen T.
Queen T.
Tiana,
non-basic. Miss non-basic has always been the same complexion as me, and we have had different experiences.
You guys also grew up in the '80s and the '90s too, and that was different. That was like not too long after the civil rights movement.
Right, you're
so
right.
So there are parts of the country that were still segregated.
Indianapolis was still segregated when we were little. We were little kids.
Schools were still not
integrated.
When
we were little kids, schools were still segregated.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis, in the 80s.
Your experience, I would say, is vastly different from mine. Because I have experienced racism, but not to the extent that someone with darker skin will experience it. Like, they get it more blatantly than I do.
But
I get very
your mother, I experience a lot of microaggressions.
You were born with blue eyes and blonde hair, and I'm your mama. So, and
you're about the kindergarten teacher.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. A lot of black people will look
at
you.
Oh, before I got you changed schools? Yeah. You're right.
That kindergarten teacher.
Yeah, before you got changed schools,
Almost, very sneak dissy, but also kind of blatantly racist to me.
Yeah.
Growing up in that
because it doesn't even just matter your skin color. It matters your features, your hair. Mm-hmm. It's more than just being light-skinned. Just because you're light-skinned don't mean you're going to be treated better in this country.
There's colorism. Right. There's colorism, which is intra-community, which is within the community.
Yeah.
There's racism, which is
outside of our community.
Like,
yeah.
Which is the umbrella term, which is outside. There's featureism, which affects
both.
Which affects both.
And light and dark people.
I would say we benefit from colorism. We don't benefit from featureism.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I do represent for featureism, but it's only if they don't see my hair.
And when push comes to shove, a racist will not care.
But you remember as children, they will perm us. Or relax our hair or whatever.
Even when I had
so you never really had to experience a lot of that. But it's me growing up in America with big lips, you know, what some people consider a big nose or whatever. I don't consider my nose to be big. It's not really. But I do got some big ass lips. And I remember this white boy telling me, "You light skinned. Why your lips so big?" I said, "Because I'm black. I'm black and I'm proud."
Remember? Okay. Oh, we lived in Kentucky, We lived in Kentucky.
Yeah,
in Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And our grandmother, dark skin, she would come to Tiana's school to pick Tiana up or whatever Tiana was going on with Tiana or whatever. And nobody in the school, even with Tiana's hair, because it was relaxed or curly, they never thought she was black. And until our grandmother came to visit the school. And what would they say to you? And what those kids say to you? They said, "I didn't know you was black. Are you mixed?" No, they asked you.
Oh, they
mixed.
Asked my mom.
They asked was you mixed,
and I said
because they saw your grandmother.
I mixed with the same thing you mixed with,
dick and coochie.
Yeah,
I will never forget that because I came to my school with my grandmother that day. Because I always used to pretend to be sick so I didn't have to go to school.
When people ask, I say I'm black and black and black. Like literally, I always
tell
people I'm black because people get confused.
Now I will admit,
I'm not wearing my hair natural. But I wore my hair natural ever since I was like 14.
Well, you got a lot of hair.
Yeah, and your hair is long as fuck. Your hair is middle of your back.
Super
so
thick and long.
If you just like straighten your hair out and just like people would like they would look different to you. Yes,
but
you have type 4
hair.
That's
the strange world we live in. But this is the strange world we live in where Raven Simone is getting, you know, backlash from saying she's not African American.
Because we're not African American. African American are people who came from Africa. But that's African descent. That's not African.
I don't consider myself African American. I consider myself to be descended from Africa.
Yeah. But if we're just descended from Africa, why are we the same as people who just came from Africa? No shade against Africans. I love Africans, like, I mean, and not Nigerians.
It's
anyway, Anyway, but yeah, we mostly Nigerian over here though. But the still, I'm just saying.
I choose to be proud of calling myself a black woman.
Yes.
Prioritizing culture.
Yeah, that's my culture.
Unique culture that we forge here, that we
created.
Thank you.
Give me five.
A part of America.
Yes. We are definitely
Americans.
We
built this country on our backs.
Well, we did personally, but you know.
Unmarked graves. This is our country.
We didn't personally, but our families did. Our family, the people who came before us did.
I call myself black American only.
Not too far before us, Gina. Not too far. Not too far. People that died in this country. People, the last person to get hung on the square.
He was not hung on the square.
He was hung.
No, he was not. Then he got hung at fucking that up north where the prison is up north. He got hung up there. But our uncle, Jesse Cole, it was Jesse Jackson typed it. But anyway, Jesse James. Okay, his name was Jesse Cole though. But Jesse Cole, these IMPD officers came up to Jesse Cole and accused him of being somebody that they was like, he fit the description. And with him going through what he went through back down south, he felt some kind of way. He shot the IMPD officers that were trying to arrest him. Mm-hmm. Okay? His friend that was with him on the circle.
That's what the record says.
No. This is a fact.
Okay.
I got the book upstairs.
I believe you.
Okay. His friend who was with him, who had nothing to do with the conflict, they caught his friend and hung him for what happened on the circle where our uncle Jesse Cole killed two IMPD officers for trying to arrest him for no reason on the circle. He got into it with the IMPD officers on the circle. His friend got hung, but he got hung in there's a maximum security prison now up there where he got hung at. Jesse Cole, our uncle's friend, got hung.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesse Cole ran back home. They didn't catch Jesse Cole.
Oh, they never caught Jesse.
No, they never called Jesse.
That's crazy.
Oh, wow.
No, his friends set him up, and that's how he got killed.
Well, I feel like America wants us to be ashamed of being black, period.
Exactly.
That's how they try to downgrade us in the media. They always want to put up a story about some black person committing a crime.
I'm sorry,
especially
though.
Especially here in Indianapolis.
I'm sorry, though. If I was a white person and my money is made off of criminalizing somebody, and I'm going to keep on making it seem like something bad going on with this community when they just regular-ass folk like everybody else, and everybody else is committing crime. But,
every
community committing crimes.
Right.
So if I'm going to make money off of scaring people, you know, giving them these ideas that you got to be scared of black folks, I'm going to do that. If I'm a white person and I'm running the media, I'm going to make money. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to realize, media is not about the truth. It's about making money.
It's about entertainment.
It's about entertainment. It's about making money. It's about making money, period.
It is, period, period.
It's like how black Americans got the blame for the Asian hate crimes. Like, really? What the fuck was that?
When they was going on long before.
Long before. And it was.
I mean,
mostly
there's an Asian woman,
white tea people against them.
Her name is Amy Chin.
And they admitted it. They did several movies about how the white tea people were attacking them, attacking Asian people for centuries.
Yeah.
For centuries in this
country. No, but like there's a woman that called Amy Chin on TikTok. She talks about all of that shit. Y'all need to follow her. I don't know
a lot of Asian Americans want to assimilate with white culture.
No, come to find out. The reason why Asian culture and black culture are so close. Amy Chin talked about this. Mm-hmm. It was because the fact that after slavery, they didn't want to pay black people for doing work that they were doing for free. Mm-hmm. And so they invited a lot of Asians and a lot of Chinese people, which is probably why we have Filipino DNA / Spanish. But you know what I'm saying?
Whatever.
We ain't going to talk about the
DNA,
colonization.
We black.
Yeah. We're not going to talk about the colonization shit now.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so
Filipino
she was
DNA.
Saying that... so they invited a lot of Chinese, a lot of Asians down here to do the work that they didn't want to play black people for because they knew they could pay them peanuts.
They don't leave.
And they were going to work.
But they still paying them like peanuts, basically.
No.
They going over there in their countries and sitting
in
these
their countries?
Factories.
I'm talking about here in the United States. They
ain't
no more.
And also in South America, they sitting up these factories, y'all. These YT people. And paying these people $2 an hour.
Yeah.
$2 an hour. I okay. ain't say $20.
So,
I said
so like I said, Miss Amy Chin was saying that, that so, you know, once the Asian people were getting their money, wherever, regardless of which Asian country they were from, they were getting their money, mm-hmm. they could only service black folks. And that's why all the restaurants, all the stores around black communities are owned by who?
Asian people.
Asian folk.
They don't really and now it's the Punjabis. The Punjabis. So
the Punjabis are Asians too. So
that oh yeah, they consider Asian yeah. too. But they coming in and they taking over, honey. They and taking over social... Indianapolis. I don't know what y'all know.
I know. I saw
but
that.
I see it happening. They buying up liquor stores. They buying up gas stations. Good money making businesses, honey. Mm-hmm. And the reason is because actually, they won't give black people the same freaking business loans that they give these people coming right off the boat. We've been in this country our whole life and we can't
but
get
it's
our
the
business
same thing about how
shit.
They replaced us with Asian people
just
in the
to
field.
Continue to oppress us as a whole society.
It's always been a tactic. It's a tactic. It's deliberate. It's to separate our communities because they
yeah.
yes because if we join together all the people of color.
We will run this shit. We damn near run the whole world, actually, because
yeah, we do.
People of our color. But if you can keep the people of color
together
against themselves. No, in this country. Oh,
together.
My God.
Like
oh, my God.
So the dude up on 38th that has the beauty supply store, been there since we was kids.
Yeah.
It's like Connie's and everything.
Yeah.
They
I know
part,
him, yeah.
Yeah, Connie and him, they are actually part of the Asian Black Coalition.
Yeah.
Of business owners. So they joined and they've made these coalitions so people of color can get businesses.
We about to run out of time, though, TT.
Yeah, we about
to
run out of
time.
But
I want to tell y'all something, though, for real.
No, we need to keep going.
If we come
we need
to,
pause to
this country
and start a new segment.
If we came, everybody, in this country is filled with people of color. If we could just come together. And stop letting
the white people
who are in charge keep us apart, we can run this shit. And I think that this country, this world
it's
would be
moving
a lot
into that direction.
Better place.
I feel like
it is starting
moving.
To, but it's taking too long. It's taking too long.
It has been too long. It's been too long.
It ain't taking
been
too long.
It's been
but
too
yeah,
long.
But yeah.
Let's pause this and we're going to start our new segment.
Okay,
we still
need
to do
drink.
Artists of the Day and we need to do Nappy Time Story.
And I still need another drink.
You need some more Pinot?
Yes, I need more Pinot. Pinot Gris. Yup.
Yes, we've been sponsoring this shit before the NFL.
Yes, we did. Barefoot Pinot Grigio is
Barefoot,
the shit.
Pinot
hey,
Pinot.
Barefoot, give us a
endorsement.
Sponsorship,
endorse us, bitch.
Endorse us.
Gotta record live, man. Am I right? All right, yes. Kenya is lying like they look.
Yes,
like
the Kenyan government.
They're not protecting their women, according to ABC News.
Femicide is at an all-time high.
Femicide.
Well, I guess it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, for a
but
long time.
But I believe the protest started in like 2016 against femicide in Kenya. And now in 2024 or maybe late 2023, they started arresting people who killed these women. And but there's still so many women who have not got justice.
Yeah, according to this article, which was published by ABC News on January 27th, 2024, that there have been at least 10 cases of femicide reported across the country of Kenya since January the 1st.
Yeah.
This article was only posted on the 27th in 10 cases.
Yeah.
10 cases.
That's like almost a woman a day
that's
getting killed.
Yeah, damn near.
And they're not, it's not just one man doing it. It's like, it's several men. It's different men doing this.
Yeah, and
like, it's like, it's just okay to take these women to hotels and just fuck
murder
them to death and beat them up and whatever they're doing. I don't know exactly
well,
in what.
In 2022, there were 46 total femicide deaths recorded in Kenya. 46 total.
But the fact that it's up to 10 in less than 3 weeks.
Well, this is what they're reporting.
No, I'm saying, but now in 2024, it's 10 in less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, and then this is, again, what they're reporting. Again, they said the African Data Hub in 2023, the number of homicides in the country, it rose to at least 75. So...
It's just crazy that women have to go out there and fight for their rights as a woman.
Yeah, so
to fight for their rights to not get killed, though. You know what I mean? That's some fucked up shit.
So there's thousands of women marching across the country in protest of what's going on in Kenya.
Yeah, because they have a right to live.
And their cry is, stop killing us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds familiar, don't it?
That ain't funny.
It does. I'm laughing because I'm just saying.
You call it Black Lives Matter. Familiar. Women lives matter. We all matter. Everybody matters.
Everybody matters. All lives matter. But all lives don't matter until you take care of the lives that are being brutally killed day to day in the streets and wherever they're getting killed and not in whatever country they're getting killed. So all lives don't matter until we let's not talk about Palestine.
Let's not talk about our own personal issues.
Yeah, exactly. Let's not talk about America's issue. All lives matter. Yes, they do. We like, but don't use all lives matters to take away from somebody else's plight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but this one, they're not calling it All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter.
No, of course not. They're in Kenya, so what would they say?
Their slogan is, she was someone.
Yes, she was someone. Say her name.
Say her name. They're not saying say her name because that's already taken.
Okay, but that sounds good to me.
She is someone.
She is someone. And what was another one?
That's in Kenya. She is someone.
Being a woman should not be a death sentence.
Damn, that's real.
Yeah, it's like, don't be treating us like this. Like, this is just fucking crazy. Like, how these women are just being killed and nobody's just doing nothing about it. Like, why? Like,
right. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody's going to jail. These cases are not being investigated properly.
No.
Sound like a police shooting here in America.
I know, right?
Sounds like the same.
Because their lives don't matter. Their lives don't matter in the Kenyan government. They're just women.
They're just women.
They don't have no value to give to society. They're just women. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying?
But we birthed this earth.
Yeah, exactly. All day long.
We don't have no rights.
Right? And it doesn't matter which country.
How we still getting paid less than men?
You know what?
You know what?
And that's why there are so many countries out there right now that can't find a wife for their husband. I mean, for their sons to get married. That's why now because they feel like female lives aren't worth shit. And now you can't even find nobody to bring no babies, no grandbabies to your family to continue your feminine line because you guys don't value feminine lives.
I ain't going to say what I think because it might be too much for the masses, but I'll tell you after this recording.
Okay.
Because it's crazy. But this shit has been going on for years.
Centuries, and they've only started, I think it's been since 2016 that they actually got out there and was like, nah, we're not taking this no more. Yep, January 2016. We're not taking this shit no more.
Yeah.
They said there has been at least 500 women killed in acts of femicide in Kenya between January 2016 and December 2023. And this is from ABC News.
And it wouldn't have probably gotten the attention of ABC News if people wasn't marching about the shit all over the world.
Because, you know, that's what it is. Especially
people all over the world are protesting this shit now. So now, all of a sudden, ABC News want to put their foot in the game. Like, oh, yes, let's stop killing these black women. Okay, where was y'all? Where was y'all years ago? Where was y'all in 2016 when the shit was being publicized in Kenya about them being killed, brutally murdered and shit for the last few decades?
No, it's been longer than that, I'm sure. It's just that it came to a height where women were like, nah, fuck this, you ain't gonna keep killing us. You ain't gonna keep getting away with killing us. Like, I can't walk down the street at the nighttime doing stuff for my family, going to my work, my late night job, and without worrying about being killed. Like,
rape, ooh, molested, what? All whatever. Kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All kind
That's
of
just
stuff.
Wrong. You know, well, it shouldn't be like that.
The number one thing. I'm not saying that them being brutalized and raped is not also a problem. They killing people and getting away with it. They just like, getting away with it. They killing
only,
women.
So it's only
and just getting away with it.
But mind you,
all over the world, though. It ain't just in Kenya.
No, it's not just
it's
in Kenya.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere.
They're literally stealing women from their homes. Mm-hmm. They're convincing women to come over from different countries to the United States so that they can go and fulfill their duties or have babies for people and for countries who don't have no respect for women. You know what I'm saying? And this is a fact. This is where that is where most of the human trafficking goes to, for women to have babies for these people who can't, who these countries, for people who can't, they don't have no respect for women, who can't produce babies no more because they have no respect for women, but they need a baby to complete their family.
You know what I'm saying? This Republican woman running for president right now.
So she's Punjabi. She's Nikki Haley.
She's a Republican. And I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with her being a Punjabi Republican.
No, nothing. Nothing at all.
I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with her being a female Republican.
I'm a borderline Republican. I'm not going to even lie to you.
I don't have no party. But anyways, I vote because I vote for who I want. But
I vote for who I want to. But that's why.
This is what I'm saying. They trying to disgrace her and downgrade her for not using her real name, which we also talked about.
But also, she said that there's no racism.
There's no racism in this country. She said that because she's a retard. But
she's not a retard.
She's a retard when it comes to racism.
When she started presenting herself as a
Caucasian.
No.
She assimilated.
When she assimilated, and not Caucasian, like I said. Kim Kardashian, their family, people like that are Caucasian. English? What? No, English people, they say they're Caucasian.
You call Ukrainians Caucasian?
Ukrainians are Caucasian. But no, people from the UK, people from France, people from Spain are not Caucasian. They're not. They're not from that Caucasus Mountain area. Like,
But you're saying they're trying to assimilate.
No. I don't even know why they got the label of Caucasians. I forgot. I read something a long time ago about how they got the label of Caucasians, but they're not Caucasians.
No, they're not.
Caucasians are people from the Caucasus Mountains. The
white people do not accept them. What are you trying to say?
No, they didn't for a long time.
This dude went to the Caucasus Mountains. He found a tribe of people who were primarily blonde-haired and blue-eyed and thought that they were the most beautiful people in the world.
So
and anybody who looked like them were also the most beautiful people in the world. So he created Caucasians and started calling white people that.
Yeah.
I was just saying,
like, are not white people
it's
are not all Caucasians.
Term too, but it's also a made-up term.
Well, it's a made-up term to include all of people who have lighter
skin and
from
blue
Europe.
Eyes.
From Europe. Lighter skin and blue eyes from Europe.
But since that classification that he did, other people are trying to assimilate to look like those people or to be a part of that Caucasianist, quote-unquote.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, people are assimilating.
But they would be European and not Caucasian.
They want to talk like them. They want to dress like them. They give up their own cultures to be
Nikki
like
Haley
them.
Is one of those people, but I think I'm still going to vote for her in this election. Because I definitely don't want old man Biden back in office. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, they said if Trump don't make it back in, then what they going to do? Huh? Total annihilation.
Oh, God, let's see them do it. Let's see them do it.
The people in the
come on, they last little the January 6th fucked up, and there's people in jail and people who reputations are fucked up about trying to take over the government back in 2020
was the last election, the last
whatever
election, Biden election.
Oh, 2020, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 2020 election. Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Anyway,
I'm tired of all these old ass white men. We need a limit on how old you need to be to run for president.
Thank you.
35.
Well,
you should not be in retirement age trying to be in office.
I know Biden don't need to be in office no more.
I know a lot of people that should be retired on their yacht.
What's her name? Nancy Pelosi.
Trying to run for
Nancy
office.
Pelosi needs to retire her ass. Stacey Graham. Is his name Stacey Graham?
Justices. All the Supreme Court justices.
They're all of them.
They need to go home and take a nap.
They need to.
Because we're not living in that society that they grew up in anymore.
No.
We're living in today. Y'all cannot keep making laws to try to push us back to the 20s. Bitch, we weren't born in 1928 like you.
Right?
Y'all can't do that. I gotta say.
Somebody was born in the 40s, though.
But this abortion ban got me. Get them motherfuckers out of office, please. Get them out of there.
But they didn't. They only voted that Roe versus Wade was not protected federally. They did not vote against abortion.
I give two fucks what they did. It was wrong, and it pushed our country back generations upon generations. And they can't keep on doing it.
Only like two or three generations.
You said generations upon generations. You're right.
People who are in the 70 to 80 range can't work because of the way the mind decays with age.
Okay, what are you trying to say? I know I lost my job, but I could still work if I tried to.
You are not 75 years old.
I thought you said in the 70s and 80s, not in their 70s and 80s.
No, in their
70s
and 80s.
Okay, I was like, I was born in the 70s.
They shouldn't even be driving a motor vehicle. They got to get
some of them definitely should not be driving a motor vehicle.
I think I was behind one today, and I was like, please take your grandma home. Please do it. Because this is not our society we live in today. To drive, for you to be trying to make law,
yes. It becomes unsafe to do physical labor.
Well, and some people in their 70s and 80s are actually able to do that, but not all.
Chuck Norris. Everybody ain't Chuck Norris. That's the only motherfucker I know. Chuck Norris, what's his name?
Old dude from the westerns back when we were kids. What was his name? Clint Eastwood. That motherfucker still kind of look good, though.
But I wouldn't trust him behind the wheel of a car.
He don't have to drive. He's rich.
I know that, but I'm just saying, if you too old to drive a car, you shouldn't be running this fucking country.
Well, Clint Eastwood ain't running the country. He's still running he's still doing his shit. Well, no, I think that was his last movie.
I ain't seen Trump drive a car, never. He definitely... Hey, that should be a stipulation.
What?
That should be a stipulation.
Can't drive a car?
If you can't drive a car, you can't be president. You can't.
Nobody can drive no motherfucking car.
And you in your 70s and 80s and you can't see where it says stop at the stop sign, you sure can't run this fucking country.
Well, legally, actually, if it's proven that you cannot see the stop sign, you cannot drive anymore.
Basically, that's what I'm saying. You shouldn't be president if you can't read a fucking stop sign.
Not just president.
Shit, the Lord is telling you to stop. Stop, bitch. Sit your ass down.
Not have several seats. Senators, legislators, Supreme Court justices,
all of them. Congress people. Oh, shit.
But yeah, thank you guys for joining another episode of Honestly Unboxed.
Wait, what?
I think we're done.
Even 35. I feel like 35 shouldn't be the starting limit for presidency. It should be 25 to 65.
Yeah.
25 to 60 if we're really being generous. Like,
that is being generous. Because what age is the retirement age in America?
65. Oh, it's 65 right now, but Nikki Haley is trying to push it up to 70.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Hell no.
But what age? Because she
your age right now, you should be able to work till you're 70.
No.
No, girl.
Because it needs to match the life expectancy.
You got all these articles out there. The life expectancy.
I don't want to be working my entire life. I don't know.
My life expectancy is not until 70. I'd be lucky if I live till 70. I'm not working till fucking 70.
When my knees deteriorate, I don't want to still be pushing on a gas pedal. I'm just saying. Because everybody's bones get old.
My bones are getting old already. I'm 45.
I'm twisted.
Oh, wow, your bones is getting old. What they say?
My back hurts so much.
Girl, now what the doctor say? I ain't care about what your back is saying. What the doctor say?
I really think that government ages should reflect the majority age
of retirement.
Whatever. Okay, so I'm saying that the majority of adults age right then at that time. So it should start. I mean, if you can go to work at 18, you should be able to run a government office at 18. My thing is, most people.
Well, there is a mayor that won recently.
Yeah, no, I mean, period. 16, like,
18, you can run for local elections.
Local elections. If you're 18, if you can go to the military, you could be a politician. My opinion. And I mean, it depends on, of course, your mindset and things like that. But like, a lot of 18-year-olds got their stuff together. Not all 18-year-olds, and not even most 18-year-olds. But Tyson, por favor, déjale. Tyson, me oyes?
You don't care.
Little
boys.
No, he understands me. He's ignoring me on purpose.
Don't care.
Tyson, vete.
Stop. He told you to stop. I'm done. These kids, they're nice,
boy.
That's okay. That Gen Alpha for
go
you.
Go ahead with your
talking. So I'm saying that if you can go to war at 18, you should be able to be a politician at 18. If you have that mindset, you know what I'm saying? If you have the wherewithal to make decisions like that, you should be able to make decisions within government. And you can vote at that age, so why not be able to be a politician at the age. You could be a stripper at 18 and decide your whole life that you want to shake your ass doing adult shit at 18. Then you should be able to work from office.
But what is that age where you qualify for that certain type of insurance for older people?
Oh, AARP.
AARP.
It's like 60, 65 still.
No, it's 50.
It's 50? Oh, okay, it's 50.
It's 50. So you can qualify for AARP at 50. And what I'm going to need you to do is sit your old ass down and don't try to run for
Look,
no
I only
office.
Got 5 years till I'm 50. And I should be able to run for office.
No, girl, you should be able to put your feet up and enjoy your life's work and do your podcast. That's what you should be able to do at 50.
Okay.
Because you done worked your whole life since what, you was 15?
Yeah, 16, yeah.
Okay, you did all that. You worked your whole life. You got all this shit that you've accomplished.
So I've been working, almost 20 years.
By the time you 50?
No. You should over be 20 years. Ah, damn, I've been working
over,
for damn.
Over. And so you should be able to put your feet up and relax by the time you're 50.
And you also, that's what I'm going to say.
You should be sitting on at least a couple million. Because most millionaires don't become millionaires until after the age of 50. Yeah, I don't know if y'all know that, but that's a statistic.
No,
but most millionaires in this country do not become millionaires until over the age of 50.
That's not surprising.
Once you're 50, I'm saying we're going to be sitting on a couple million by then.
You better be.
We will. And we're going to claim it in the name of Jesus. You speak things into positivity. Claim it in the name of
Claim
Jesus.
Claim it in the name of Jesus.
But once you get over fucking, I would say 55.
I would say
55. I'm going to say 60. I ain't going to say 60. I don't want a 60-year-old president.
No. I'm saying at 60.
I don't want a 60-year-old Congress
person. I should be able to
sit
down and not do shit. I should be set for life at 60.
I don't want a 60-year-old firefighter coming to my house.
But some 60-year-old firefighters are strong as fuck.
No, girl, they're not. Stop.
Most are not.
No, they're usually like the fire captain or the fire chief by that age.
But there are some 60-year-olds.
I don't know. No 60-year-old slide down no poles.
What about Mr. Universe? Have you seen Mr. Universe? From back? Here's Mr. Universe, and I forget what year, but he still look good now.
I can believe that.
I mean, look up Mr. Universe.
But I don't want him in office.
No, I don't want him in office. No. He's
nobody.
Like 80 years old. The fuck?
Look, we got an 80-year-old president.
I'm also just sick of Biden's audacity.
This man can't even walk up a flight of stairs.
He can't. And he's sending millions to Israel. He's okaying the shit that they're doing at Texas's border right now. He's praising the shit that they're doing at Texas's border right now.
God.
Fuck this man.
He think he's gonna get elected.
He's not doing nothing. He's not the one making these decisions. He's taking a nap while he has all his constituents making these decisions.
Can I take a nap with
him? I'm gonna take a nap with him. And they like sign your name right here. He like shaking and shit, trying to do his own little signature. He can't even walk up the stairs. He's shaking, Why am I here? I need to take a nap. Get this man out of office. And Trump swear he's in such better shape than Biden.
Oh, no.
You're not. You also have to mention, you can't type or read or write or do
anything. Damn, he can't read or write. Hold on.
No.
That's the rumor about Trump now. He can't read or write.
I guarantee you his daddy paid for him to graduate from a prestigious university.
His daddy paid for it.
I'm 100% sure on that. I don't need to see no paperwork, no nothing.
His daddy paid for that shit.
And the nigga's a pedophile. He was on Epstein's Island's fucking little girls.
Yes,
literally.
Oh, Lord. We know that.
You know he was. Epstein was one of his bestest friends. He was one of my good friends. My very, very good friends.
And people are like, oh.
Then he said after that Epstein,
she said, Nobody cares. Ain't nobody
better than the other.
I bet Nikki Haley wasn't on the people. Right before Epstein was about to flip state on all of them, he mysteriously hung himself.
Yeah, right.
Why would he hang himself when he could flip state and go back to his fucking island?
Exactly.
Stop playing.
He just can't invite little girls no more. That's all. But he still got the island.
You're lying like you look.
you look. And you look just like you like. Okay, next.
I believe the Epstein was going to flip state on them, and that's
on everybody. On government officials, on judges, on justices, on everybody.
Well, let's go to our artist of the day. And as y'all know, it's King Arthur Golden Child Williams.
Yes, because this is his anniversary.
This is his birthday anniversary and remembrance. Futuristic style.
Ready for my futuristic. Shit impossible. Whatever the fuck he's saying though. Flow with supernatural ability. No, I don't want either one. The genius like Nicodemus lyrically cut off your penis. Styles. Oh my god. Okay, so look, we're gonna put the link on our in the description, and whoever can tell me what the fuck my brother was saying when he got the fat speaking fast, like, yeah, come on.
I think he killed it.
He killed it, but like he doing some twisted type shit. I want to know if y'all can figure out what the fuck he just said, and please
you'll win $100.
Yeah, you'll win $100 if you can tell him what he says
verbatim, word for word. Okay, so we're gonna go on to our next nappy time stories. So as y'all know, in Naptown, some shit been going down.
Well, shit been going down. You know, they always talk about Naptown is the Jenny Naples is little Chicago. Did you think about the No, I'm not finished.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you think about the population of Chicago and the population of Indianapolis, the shootings and killings in Indianapolis are much higher than Chicago. These are white supremacists saying this shit. So, yeah.
Well, according to Fox 59, you sent me this story, right, Gina? Indianapolis federal judge rules that gender affirmation care. There's a class action lawsuit.
Yes, because the SEA 480 is a bill that Governor Holcomb signed into law that is saying that nobody can receive any type of gender affirming care at all. It doesn't matter what it is. So this
Governor
judge,
Holcomb said that?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
It's SBA 420. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all.
Who voted for this? But anyways,
I did.
Oh, you did say that.
Years ago, but yeah.
You did.
It's not time. We voted for him again in 2004, so in November.
Okay.
Wait, what? Yeah, in November 2004. Mm-hmm. But before then, I voted for him in 2020. So anyway, mm-hmm. Yes, I did vote for Governor Holcomb in 2020 and in 2018. No, not 2018. 2016. So yes, I did. I don't give a fuck. Okay, whatever.
Who else was you gonna vote for?
the economy was like, hey,
right.
Come outside,
who else?
Please. No, he had the economy was doing good. That's what I was thinking about. So I voted for him in 2020.
Okay.
So whatever. I voted for him in 2016 because somebody told me that, you know, somebody gave me his platform. And it didn't seem too off. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. So in June 2023, Governor Holcomb signed into law the Senate Enrolled Act 480, which banned any type of gender transitioning care for any Indiana resident under the age of 18. Okay. However, the lawsuit was filed in April 2023 on behalf of some transgender minors who were receiving care, gender affirming care under this doctor, and they were against SEA 480. Ban on any type of gender affirming care before 18. So, in Indianapolis, so
basically, they want to be able to take their hormones. They not necessarily.
No, but they also wanted surgery. They wanted surgery as well.
It's not just.
But they want to take their hormones too.
They want to take their hormones. They want to have their surgeries.
It's the counseling
and the counseling. So this bans all of that.
You shouldn't be able to get the hormones without the counseling.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised how often Remy was able to get Remy was able to get the hormones without
counseling.
Yeah, counseling.
Yeah, you need counseling. And no. She told me, she said she's not on them hormones.
No, they got the gel. They didn't like the gel. But they're taking the pills now.
Yeah. So my thing is that a lot of gender affirming care gives people hormones without counseling. If all they say is I don't feel accepted, I have gender dysphoria, I feel like everybody's down against me, and they'll give them hormones.
What's the other thing? Not gender dysphoria.
Gender dysphoria. Dysphoria. Period.
No, it's like
body dysmorphia.
Dysmorphia. Which a lot of people have. Period.
A lot of people have that.
Have body dysmorphia right now. I don't have gender dysmorphia, but I have body dysmorphia.
I'm not saying that these people don't have gender dysmorphia. What I'm saying is you shouldn't be able to get no type of surgery like that before the age of 18.
Yeah, but this is what...
age of 18.
This is what Indiana South District Justice Hanlon said. He approves the lawsuit with the four minors and the doctor. He approves that lawsuit only if it does not include gender reassignment surgery under 18. And I agree.
So they can still get the hormones or some type of gel. You talking about gel? Is it gel that make your titty small or what is
no,
it?
No, it's just testosterone gel. It's infused,
So it's basically hormones.
Yeah.
But it's a gel.
Yeah, but it's a gel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't see nothing wrong with you getting hormones.
No, I haven't had counseling.
If you haven't had counseling.
I think you need counseling first.
But everybody does not get that.
Everybody goes through things and they go through dysmorphia in different type of ways.
Yeah, but gender dysmorphia is different.
Teenage depression. A lot of people don't take teenage depression. It's been a real thing. But young people in teenage depression is very serious. And it doesn't have nothing to do with you wanting to be another gender.
But that's the thing.
But that can come into play. So if you feel like you are attracted to both genders and you also have depression, you need to seek
counseling. But I used to think I was a boy.
When you was young. But
yeah, young. So think if I was born now.
In today's society.
Thinking I was, feeling like I was a boy, feeling like I was born a boy. And I got these hormones and stuff.
As a child.
And then I realized, once I got 14, I'm a girl. And I'm proud to be a girl. I love my boobies. I love my body. No, well, I don't
and
love
I don't
my body.
Here.
I don't love my body, honestly. But, But I feel like a girl, I'm a girl. So let's think if mama and me and all these was born in society, in this current society, I would have gotten those pills, the testosterone at an early age when I shouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah, you know mama would have took it to the hospital.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get these pills. You want to be a boy.
Yeah, you know she would have let me.
She would have. We're going to change your name from Gene to Jean.
Gene, that's been my name, Gene. You already know Gene. That would have been my name, Gene. I'm not even going to lie to you.
I'm just saying, you need counseling before you go through any type of surgery. Even the BBLs. Them bitches need counseling.
But they don't really get BBLs.
They need to go to therapy before they get a BBL. Probably through a little exercise.
A bunch of exercise, actually.
It's like,
maybe not a bunch sometimes.
Some like, oh, or maybe cream, or one of those,
you got creams.
What do you call it? Those suicide.
Too. The creams
will
suck you
those
in.
Those suicide.
A lot of treatments that'll take that stomach away.
But a lot of times, people
before
should not be
die,
getting these surgeries.
These surgeries could kill you.
That's a lot of them. And let's not talk about, I mean,
not
I
having
feel
no
sorry
feeling
for
in your penis.
I mean,
like you turn your coochie into a penis, then you can't even get erect. Who the fuck's on a lip dick?
No. That's only if you already had like a big, clitoris. You know, because some people have big clitorises naturally.
No, some people, here's how they do it. There's a new type of surgery where they take like a vein from your thigh and they put it in the penis so it can't get erect.
And then you got a big scar on your leg.
No, they take a whole swab of fucking meat from your thigh.
Your thigh and put it on your clitoris. To make you
no, and they put it over your clitoris. They use your clitoris
so
as
it's a different type of skin and everything. It's not even the same type
hard.
Of skin.
They take nerve.
Not all the time.
No,
no.
It doesn't.
Not
most of the time. Most of the time, it doesn't.
Most of the time, you gotta read the statistics.
No, they
on
really
these surgeries.
No, right, it depends on how big their clitoris was, though.
You gotta read.
Just
the
like
statistics
for men, it depends on how much.
And that's
penis,
why we was trying to tell how
much
penile you went through this different type of shit. You need to get counseling first.
Yes, definitely. That's all it is.
Because sometimes you're just not happy within yourself before you decide that I want to take my pussy and make it a dick. It don't work.
It's also
no, they don't.
Fuck,
expensive.
I want a not working ass penis.
It's very expensive. Also,
no, most of them penises like don't work. I did the research. I'm not even trying to be
work.
Mean. They
it's,
don't work.
It's just the truth. It's the
this
truth.
This is going to be a little too much information.
What you going to wear a strap on the rest of your
bottom,
life?
So they don't care. They like men and
I don't
want to
be fucked in my ass.
They don't care.
Who gets so fucked in ass?
No, that's what happened to a lot of females who have
the booty.
A lot of transgender females, a lot of transgender women who get that surgery, they find that their pussies don't work. They pussies
but
close
they get
up.
The dick.
But they're but they were bottoms
with
at first.
Other women, right? Why would you have sex with a man and you want a whole penis?
Well, you'd be surprised. It happens a lot.
That makes no sense.
It
doesn't.
It does to me, honestly, but...
Just because you're a man doesn't mean
that. That you want to be a female.
Yeah, you're right.
You want to get a dick, and you still want to have sex with men, but you're doing it in your booty. What was the dick for? You going to do it to other mans in the booty?
Not that. Tiana, I don't know.
Fire me.
I am not like that. I'm not like that. I don't know.
They
don't
call me transgender.
I don't have gender dysphoria. I just have body dysmorphia. I don't have gender.
They gonna say I'm against transgenders or something.
They gonna call you transphobic.
That's
like I was
true.
A little bony ass. I was a little bony ass girl back when I was younger, and people convinced me I was fat. People convinced me I was fat, and so I've been thinking I'm fat my whole motherfucking life.
I'm tired of that
it's
too, girl. 80s. You ain't nowhere near fat.
It was also
that's
80s.
True.
Yeah, and you ain't nowhere near fat. They just wanted stick figure bitches back then. That's what the thing to be a stick figure. Nowadays, the thing is, you
but
think,
I still think I'm fat, even though I'm not like I see other people.
Grew up in.
I see other people who I would consider or what most people would consider fat now, and I still think I'm fat. So,
but
like,
you don't want no BBL.
I have no. No.
Okay.
No, I don't want no bigger booty.
I'm just saying that BBL or liposuction, you
my
ain't
ass
trying
is
to
big.
Get none of that. Or like I said, it's before you get a BBL. It's all different type of alternatives that can get rid of that stomach and can plump your booty up without you having to go.
You need counseling before you get any
oh
type of.
My
yeah,
God.
I think you should get counseling no matter what you want to get.
No.
Why you ruining this? Do you want you here?
This just made me think about something. A lot of people in our family was like, "Did I get a BBL or whatever? Did my booty look like a BBL?
Big.
It got bigger though.
It got bigger. It did get bigger.
It does look like the booty they pay for now." But no, this
you
is why I'm telling you.
Too, mama.
No. Can I finish? I'm telling you that I have bought some cellulite cream that's supposed to plump your booty. And make it firmer.
I didn't know that, but yeah.
Yeah, I bought some like a few years ago, and maybe it worked. I don't know, but I do a lot of squats too. But maybe that booty cream.
It's probably the squats.
But you also.
Maybe
the
booty
the
cream
squats.
Worked.
It's the squats.
I'm just saying, the booty cream could have worked.
No, it's the squats. I promise you, it's too quiet.
It took away a lot of cellulite. Mama, it stretched
you
more.
That's the thing. You are hourglass body shape. You are losing weight around your waist. The booty gonna stick out more.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true. But what I'm saying is, before you get any type of surgery, I think you need to go
and definitely a gender affirming surgery.
Any type of cosmetic surgery, you need to go through counseling before you are.
But we were talking about gender affirming surgery.
Yeah, that's.
And so I understand what the judge. That's why he excluded that from the lawsuit. He was like, you guys can file your lawsuit.
Way, you know, he's in the same.
So he's from the Southern Federal District of Indianapolis, of Indianapolis, or is it Indiana? I don't remember. But he's an Indianapolis judge. So I agree with his stance. I agree that you should have.
Yeah, all for gender affirming care as a minor, but gender affirming surgery, like specifically sex reassignment surgery. Exactly. That is an invasive cosmetic procedure. At the end of the day, it's just like. If someone gets their breast removed due to cancer, and then they go to get a boob job to feel more secure in their body.
And I was saying it is possible for a 16-year-old to get breast cancer. It's rare, but it happens. And if they want to get a boob job after they get their breast removed, that's fine for me.
This is a very viral story on Reddit.
But also, they still should get counseling first.
They need counseling. You just need counseling no matter what. Because plastic surgery is addictive. I don't think it's going to be addictive.
I've seen it with many people, but go ahead.
I don't think it's going to be addictive specifically in the vein and like applying to transgender people. It's just addictive in general.
No, because I've seen a lot of transgender people after they get their gender affirming surgery, they try to do all kinds of different things to their face
and you know all that.
Well, facial feminization is also a part of gender.
Yeah, it is.
Like feminization or masculinization and stuff like that is also a part of gender affirming care. It can get like if you get anything beyond that, that's when you go into the territory of addiction. Plastic surgery is expensive. It's addicting because once you get settled in your new face or your new
you
body,
want,
or because
you know
like
everything
that,
is not going to be perfectly
like
symmetrical.
You start disliking it again.
Well, y'all know what the transgenders is going to say. We phobics. So.
No, well, that's what I've been called phobic. I'm cool because I'm not phobic because, like, whatever you do to your body is fine with me.
If you're an adult. And you had counseling. You still need counseling.
Even if you don't need counseling,
I know too many people that have done it. I know too many people that have gotten
surgery.
And they regret it. And they probably should have went through counseling, extensive counseling, before they did it. Because they get these penises and they don't work. That's all I'm saying. Who wants a non-working pussy and a non-working penis? Nobody wants that.
Nope, I don't.
I don't see who would want that. Who would want a non-working pussy and penis? What you gonna
do
with it?
And that's
why makes you feel
you gonna get fucked in your ass, like you said. Booty licking. What is the lick the booty gang? You gonna join? You gonna join Trick Daddy lick the booty gang?
It's not my body.
You might as well join Trick Daddy's lick the booty gang.
I don't want to get my booty licked either. I don't like that shit either. I don't like nothing to do with my
booty.
I'm sorry.
Cause nothing else works. Your coochie don't work. Your dick don't work. You gotta be in the lick the booty gang.
You right though. You right.
You got to.
Well, no, but the head of their penis is still sensitive though because it's made of the clitoral muscles and stuff. Not clitoral.
Who wants a sensitive?
I said that right. Yeah.
Who wants a sensitive penis that don't get hard? I don't want it.
You just take medicine and it'll get hard.
Not all the time. Even
but you can't ejaculate.
It's not making you come. I don't see the.
It will make them come. It just don't make them ejaculate.
That don't sound right.
It doesn't have to make sense to you. You're not trans.
I'm not saying it has to make sense. It has to make common sense to the normal person that want to get
What's
it done.
What's a normal person though?
What is a normal person though?
The normal transgender person wants something that works for them.
Yes,
they want
to
work
right,
in pussy.
Right.
They want to work in penis. And if that shit,
and the majority of them do not get it.
And they don't get it.
The majority of them do not get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, they don't.
They don't get it.
From what I've heard, the surgeries are getting better. They're getting a little bit more complex.
Yeah. They're basically experimenting on these people that came before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
And I don't like that.
Yeah,
maybe you should experiment on a fucking doll. Don't experiment on
these
people.
Test dummies.
Basically. That's what it is.
Test dummies.
That sucks, but scientific innovations don't happen without testing.
That's true.
But we shouldn't do it on people that are already
mentally having mental issues.
Yeah.
We shouldn't do it. We should never. Nobody should be a part of a trial that's not working.
Okay, so yeah.
This is not working, yeah.
So thank you guys.
Yeah, y'all gonna be mad at us, for real. That's all I can say. Be mad.
Joining another episode of Honestly Unbothered.
Yeah, but check the statistics before you get mad at me, motherfucker. That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
I'm trying to tell you the truth, bitch. You want a working dick and pussy, yeah, that's what you want. Go get it. Yeah, y'all can be mad at me all y'all want to. What it means.
People who are realizing.
Yeah, you're right.
Having anger towards everybody reaching success. That's what a hater is. Come on, hater.
Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us. Gon' be mad at us.
Thank you, Miss Daisy, for sitting in on the segment. Loved your commentary.
Yes, you had some great commentary, girl. Yeah, we need to bring you along more often.
Before you move to Cali on us.
I know, right?
Okay. Well, I told you, tell me when you get the house.
What
down there.
Y'all get it.
They're going to be mad.
There's something you're not doing right. There's something you're not doing right.
If you ain't got no haters around.